Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to the top 10 recap for Beauty News.
In September. Things that released in September. Not things that we talked about in September, because some of those things releasing in October. Normally we put these videos up on a Monday, but we did have a giveaway.
We did.
Go up on Monday. Yes. And we had to go up by Monday. So we've swapped these two around. So if you're like, where is the hand action? Where is the opening of stuff or looking at stuff? Check out the Monday video. We also have a giveaway.
That was a fun video. Oh, I touched my mic again. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Orcs. She is the worst.
Orcs.
Anyway, this time around, it's a little bit more than top 10, but it was hard to narrow down and also...
Be fair.
And Christmas.
Yeah.
So we're going to run through some releases that were sort of noteworthy from the past month. And we will also link all the episodes where we discuss them in further detail in case you missed anything. But they're all available now because they all released in September.
Yes. So we're going to start with the Anastasia Beverly Hills Norvina 2 and 3 palette.
That was a bombshell, wasn't
it? That was a big bomb. So essentially they launched the Norvina 1 and then a month later they announced the 2 and 3 and then launched them together.
On the same day.
I think we're all a bit shell-shocked from that.
Yeah, some people liked the move, saying that they were able to choose which one they want. They're not sort of pressured into buying one because there's only one released. But they're big palettes, bit of a layout money-wise, and there were quite a few double-ups in the shades, which were not exact double-ups, but they looked very similar. So it was an interesting launch.
It was.
I do think that if they rearranged the palettes a little bit more, it'd be a little bit more pleasing to the eye.
But
it's a different direction for Anastasia Beverly Hills. Early in the month, we also saw the Urban Decay Naked Honey palette release. I still haven't picked this up, but I'm interested in it. So if you are an Urban Decay fan or you like the Naked range or you just like sort of golds and honey shades, it is a bit bland for some people. For me, it's exciting because I kind of like bland. But that did launch.
Some more gold things.
Yes.
We have the Natasha Denona Mini Gold palette and the Glow Gold Highlight Duo. So if you're feeling the gold, there's even more gold there for you. But along with that, they launched the Metropolis palette.
Which also had a lot of gold.
It did have a lot of gold.
Yeah.
But this was, again, in their large palette collection, which it's the first one they've released since they launched as a brand, isn't it?
Oh, the really large ones.
Yeah.
But this was a different one because the pan signs
were smaller.
Medium-sized pans. They've either had the large pans or the mini pans.
Yeah.
This was in between. But it is, it was like a mix between sort of goldy, orangey, some pops of sort of tealy colours. Some people loved it. Some people didn't get it. But these were sort of holiday releases. So I think that's the start of what's to come, maybe, for Natasha Denona Holiday. Then we saw some new releases from Pat McGrath. They only recently, last week, released some quads.
Mm-hmm.
We also saw the Mothership 6 Midnight Sun palette. So if you like the big, expensive $210 Australian dollar palettes, there was a new one for you. I did want to also touch on the fact that at the end of August, which was after we filmed our last recap, they did release some mini palettes. So this was the Sublime and the Subversive mini palette, which they each contained, I think it was five
mini pans.
Yeah, so they have been releasing different formats of eyeshadows.
ColourPop launched a pretty fresh tinted moisturizer line, and this is a new, completely new product for ColourPop. They're expanding on their base product line, along with another Kathleen Lights collaboration, So Jaded palette.
Yeah, so that was their first mega palette. So in between this,
we don't want any more of them, just putting it out there.
Very big.
Yeah.
But they did release a few more collections around that. There was like a burgundy fall palette, there was a lilac palette, there was a peach palette. So all these things, of course, ColourPop release a lot, but those were sort of like the new and different things. BH Cosmetics collaborated with a German YouTuber, Alicia Marie, to create the 1991 palette. The reason why we're mentioning this, it doesn't sound like a big release, but it was really well received from our audience. And it was something that a lot of people who possibly weren't even interested in BH Cosmetics prior, were like, hang on, buying this. Yeah. It looks really cool. So this is more of an international release. So a lot of people or a lot of US-based accounts didn't really talk about it too much, but it was a nice balanced palette and a lot of people thought it was a great step for BH Cosmetics.
Then we had the Viseart Grand Pro 3 palette. This was an all matte palette that had, was kind of like a little bit like a rainbow palette.
Yeah, minus the pinks and the purples.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. But Viseart adding to their Grand Pro line.
Yes.
Always an iconic moment.
That's true. All right, I'm going to run through some sort of celebrity-related makeup. Mm-hmm. So we saw the launch of Victoria Beckham Beauty,
yeah,
which we had heard about, I think, since the start of the year.
Yes.
And they launched with four eyeshadow palettes, four eyeshadow metallic things, like pressed pigment pots, and three eyeliners. So mainly eye-related stuff, but it does look pretty fancy.
Looks like nice a really beautiful packaging. Collection.
Yeah. House Labs, which is Lady Gaga's brand, they started shipping out the products that were pre-released in July.
Yep.
They also announced that all the items are going to be sold individually, and they added to the range where they added a liquid liner and some sticker products.
Yes.
So face lace, like stick-on mask, and also stick-on winged liner, which was very unusual. It didn't go down that well with our audience anyway.
No.
Then we had Too Faced releasing two makeup packs with Madonna that were sold on the Too Faced website and also at her concerts. And it was sort of like a mini collection of some of their popular products. And then also Nudestix created a pack with Hilary Duff. This contained a variety of products, lip, eye, cheek products, and they were exclusive shades to the pack.
Then we had holiday collections, and this is what really blows out this particular episode of our top 10 recap.
And probably the next few recap videos for the rest of the year.
I think that's a fair guess to make.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the Hourglass holiday collection launch. So far I've seen one of the Ghost Edit palettes have launched, the blush palette, a lipstick duo with the Confession lipsticks, and the mini trio of the liquid or glitter shadows,
pigment shadows.
Yeah. Then we had the Too Faced holiday collection launch, which is massive.
Yeah, and they stagger that as well. They some do of it stagger has launched it. And some of it hasn't quite
correct.
Launched yet.
Correct, yep. Same with NARS. Not all of it has launched, but we have seen some of the items in the collection pop up on retailers, along with Smashbox and also Tarte.
Yeah.
Again, not the whole collections are out. They will be staggered. Good luck to you. Godspeed.
That Tarte collection's massive.
Oh my God.
It is scary massive. I don't know. Do I recommend you going back and watching when we read out all the items? Because it is a lot. It was a time.
If you need something to focus on and take your mind off everything and potentially put you into a hypnotic state, 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah. Haley was reading out things that's how, for like 10
that's
minutes
That's how
almost.
It goes here. Like we get reading and then when I come up for air, I'm like, what year
what
is
just
it?
Happened?
Where am I? Yeah. So, but if you do want to have a look at them further, like we said, we will link the episodes that we published in September. So you can check them out if you like. Or you can just head on over to these retailers and go shopping.
That's true.
All right, guys, so that's it for our September top 10 recap. We hope you enjoyed this video. Feel free to let us know which of the items that we talked about are like up there for you or even down there.
Yeah. And did you buy any? That's the thing that's interesting about these recaps is when we talk about the releases in beauty news, they're generally before they
pre-released.
Released. Yep. Whereas we can look back and go, so far we've only bought one lip duo from Hourglass from this whole collection. Something I'm interested in is the Naked Honey. Everything else,
we've been good.
Yeah,
we've been very good. So let us know how good or bad you've been this month, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.